Welcome to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions, our weekly e-commerce, digital marketing, and technology podcast.
This week, we're talking about lead generation and how small business owners can generate leads on their own or with other companies. We have this same problem at Optimum 7. We're always looking at how we can generate more leads, how we can find more customers, how we can find more opportunities, more relationships. So we want to start this as at the most basic level as possible. If you're a small business owner, you've had your business for a couple of years, if you just started your business, you're going to need clients. Based on the fact that you might be a service-based business or you might be a local operation, the first step to generating leads, I think, is being a savvy business owner and really understanding where your spend should go in terms of generating leads, regardless of you generating or somebody else generating. And I know how we talk to a lot of people and we talk to a lot of prospects as well, and we go to different networking events. Some people do not have realistic expectations. And I know that a per lead number or a per potential customer number varies drastically across the board in terms of your industry or what industry you're in. But what do you think is ridiculous when people come and say, hey, get me leads below this number? What do you think that number is? Or is there a number like that?
I would go even more than what you're saying. I think a lot of people don't understand what a lead is.
Yes.
I think people think that if you get someone's email without any information beyond that, without even knowing their true intent, that's not a lead, that's a contact. And maybe then you can get it for a couple of bucks. But if we're talking about a qualified lead, someone who is in your target audience, who is interested, we're realistically, you have to spend a lot more money than.
So let's define that. Obviously, you have a contact, right? Contact is an email address, phone number. It's very, very easy to find. If you go online, go to LinkedIn, there are a bunch of tools that we'll mention in this conversation as well. It's easy now to get somebody's contact information, easy to get the phone number, the email, the physical address. It's not a difficult thing. So that's called a contact. A contact you can reach out to, okay? Or if you have the email information, you can create a specific audience on a social media platform like Facebook, and you can show them ads, which we'll also talk about. But after a contact, then you have the lead, right? A lead is somebody who is interested in your services and shown interest in your services. You haven't qualified them yet. You don't know their budget. You don't know their what they sell or what they offer, what they need help with. You don't know any of that. Now, once you get a lead and you have a conversation with the lead and you say, okay, this person has money, he's the decision maker, and he needs a solution to a problem that he has that I have the solution for, then we call that a prospect or a qualified lead. So I think as a small business owner, you have to know the differentiation between these three first. So if we say a lead, what do you think a lead should cost? Or, you know, regardless, you know, give me a minimum, realistically.
Obviously, it varies from industry to industry, from service to service. But, you know, the more we look at it, I would say you have to invest at least $25 and upwards of that per lead.
Yeah. So you have to spend $20 to $25 per lead. Now, if you're telling me your product costs $50 or $60, then that does, and you have a margin of 50%, that's not going to make sense. You're not going to make money, right? So you have to take a hard look at how competitive your market is, and obviously growth strategies where you can get leads for cheaper. But in our industry, we get leads, I would say, anywhere from $5, which are very unlikely, to $400, $500. But it depends on how much money you're going to make once you close that lead, right? So with that being said, let's talk about the most basic ways you can get leads. I mean, obviously, you can find people like us or maybe even freelancers on freelance.com, on Upwork.com, who might have some experience. But bear in mind that the more freelance you go, the less quality you're going, because they're not going to have really a specific strategy to generate leads for you. But if you say, you know what, I'm going to do this on my own, I'm a savvy business person, there are appointment setting services out there that can set up appointments for you, and they charge on a monthly basis, or sometimes they charge on a per appointment basis. What they will do is they will cold call people. Do you have a script when you're cold calling people? Do you know exactly what your service offering or your solution to a specific problem is? So that's the most important thing that you would look at, looking at the most simplified way of generating leads. That's the first thing that I would do. Now, let's say you did cold calling and you did appointment setting and it didn't really work. So what would be the next step? What's the next thing that I can do? As a small business owner, remember, I might not have a big budget, or even if I have a budget, it's limited. What else can I do?
Well, you can pay for LinkedIn Premium. Really narrow in on what your target audience is and use their link, their services, their sales
navigator. Why LinkedIn, Ohad? What's so special about LinkedIn?
There is no other network like that for professionals. Nothing, a database like that doesn't exist, or
correct,
nothing even close to it.
Yeah.
So with their premium tools, you can filter by specific industries, by specific finding the decision maker in a company. You can filter by the size of a company, so you can, that will help you get better leads.
Correct. So if I organize events, I can go to companies that have money. Who are the companies that have money? Anybody that has more than 10, 20 employees.
Exactly.
And I can find their HR managers.
Right.
And I can say, hey, I designed these events. And I can even say, I want everybody in the South Florida area.
Exactly.
I want everybody in the New York area. So LinkedIn Premium costs, what, $75, $80 per month? And it's a great tool to get started. And once you do LinkedIn Premium, then if you know the name, last name, and the company address of somebody, you can use a tool, and we will write these tools on this page as well. You can use a tool like Hunter.io or Snow.io to find the contact information of those people. So, Tatiana, once we find the contact information of those people, there are different things we can do. We can send them a cold email, or as we talked about last week, we can put them on a drip marketing.
Correct.
Strategy, right? What's the difference if I'm trying to just contact them once and trying to get a response versus if I put them in a drip marketing strategy? And drip marketing is, instead of sending them one email and hoping they convert, you send them a series of emails.
Correct.
What's the difference between the two?
Well, I think the difference is you're building trust with with the prospect. You're basically solidifying your expertise in the services that you're trying to provide, and you're, as we said, continuing communication with that lead. So, and it's not the cold sales approach where you're just trying to get them to give you money on the first transaction or the first encounter, because that's likely not going to happen. So creating something where you're just following up with communication and letting them know, I know this, I have the tools to help you, is a great way to foster that.
And also what you're doing is you're there when they're ready to make the decision. When you do the first contact, they might not be ready to make the decision. They might be just looking for information. But if you continue and if you are there at the right time where they say, you know what, this makes sense, I'm ready to make this commitment, then you are there. And that could be, you know, a week from the first touch, or that could be 6 months from the first touch. Maybe they didn't allocate their budgets yet for the next year, et cetera, et cetera. There could be 100 different reasons. But we skipped one thing. It's now unethical and illegal to add a cold email to a drip marketing funnel. You cannot do that with the new rules of GDPR. You can do it. There are people who do it, but very likely you're going to fall into the spam box, because Gmail, Yahoo, Hotmail, and all the other ISPs out there.
You
will be in the spam box. It doesn't really help. So if I can't cold email people, or let's call it cold drip market people, the only other option I have is
LinkedIn. The sales navigator approach.
Sales navigator, because you can send emails on LinkedIn, correct? It's
correct.
Still GDPR compliant. It's expensive, but it's GDPR compliant. And then you have Facebook. Because you can take all these lists, you can create specific audiences, and then you can put ads on Facebook. Now, Facebook platform disclaimer, you have to know this platform very good to get good leads at lower prices. But I'll tell you this, for $1,000 on Facebook, you can have your ad shown to 1 million people in the United States. And you will not get that level of impressions from any kind of traditional media.
Absolutely.
And that's why Facebook is so powerful. Now, when you're talking about internationally, if you have a product or a service that you can sell internationally, you can make millions due to the fact that Facebook is very cheap in Facebook advertising is very cheap in Latin America, in developing countries, Eastern Europe, Middle East, Asia. It's expensive in the United States, but still there is so much room. Because if you're selling a service that's average sale of $10,000, you can afford $30, $40, $50, $60, $70 per lead.
Right.
So I'm getting you the leads at the number that you need, and we're doing a great job, but you're not really selling well. Why does that happen? What's happening that it's not connecting from lead to all the way to sale? Where would be the problem?
So if you're having trouble closing the deal, then you have to look at your internal processes. You have to make sure that you have a very clear path from the minute you get a lead, who calls that person or contacts him, how, what is the script, who follows up.
And when you say script, you're talking about the phone conversation. You
right.
have to have everything
what are the,
set up.
Exactly. What, it doesn't have to be, you know, like a telemarketing script. Correct. That is not what I mean. But what are the points that you have to touch?
Yeah.
You don't want to wing it.
Yeah.
You can have a conversation, but you have to have those few bullet points that you're going to have to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding what the pain point of the person you're talking to would be one of those.
Yeah.
And then who follows up? How do you follow
How many
up?
Times do you follow
right.
up? I mean, we have a process at Optimum 7. We don't let a lead go until they literally tell us to go away. Because we have to do it that way. If I'm going to call you 20 times to get an answer, then I will call you 20 times to get an answer because you showed an interest into a service. Now, when I make you a cold lead, I'll still send emails and information to you if you have opted in, right? But a lot of it's actually very important. 50% of it is getting the leads, but the other 50% is selling to leads. So let's do a simple math. Let's say I'm a genius and I get you 100 leads at $10 a pop, right? You spend $1,000 with me. When I hand you 100 leads, how many of those can you close internally? Now, a lot of business owners say, oh, I can't close half of them. They go crazy. They overpromise, right? But then they underdeliver. No, you can't close 50 of them because you have to have previous data. So what we see with most clients and prospects is they don't even have an internal funnel to sift through these leads. And I mean, a lot of people know Salesforce. I think Salesforce is an overkill unless you have 4 or 5 salespeople in your organization. I would suggest something like a Nutshell is a good tool, nutshell.com. Or I would suggest any other CRM that's a cloud-based CRM. And then also if you're selling services, your proposals and your documentation for proposals need to be fast as well. You need to be able to provide quotes on the fly. And for that, I would suggest something like a Proposify. Are there other solutions out there? So you have to make your processes perfect. And then you can get the lead and you can sell to the lead. Because if your processes are not perfect, I can get you all the leads in the world and you won't be able to make any sale. Right? So going back to the original conversation of lead generation for small businesses, there are different considerations. And if you are listening to this and this sounds way too technical for you, then you have to find somebody that you trust, that makes sense, that has the authority and that can prove the background, that can give you references to increase your business. And you have to, unfortunately, you have to allocate a budget. It could be $100, it could be $100,000. Your business is not going to increase itself. Competition is not going to decrease. Competition, especially in this country, will always increase. And you have to always up your game in terms of lead generation, in terms of sales, in terms of marketing. And if you don't, your competition will do better than you. It's just the reality of a free market. So that's it for this week. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions. Do you have a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to cover? Or simply have a question about one of the topics we have previously covered? Send us an email to info@optimum7.com or visit our website, www.optimum7.com.